Good evening. You hear me?
We can. We loud you. And clear. Can you hear us?
Can you hear Pat?
Yes.
Hey. Hey.
She sounds so much bigger than she is. Talk amongst she yourselves.
Hears people talking to me and she doesn't understand what the fuck's going on.
That's okay. We hear you and we don't understand what the fuck's going on. Who the fuck is that guy?
I'll be right back. Who's this motherfucker? I even called myself.
Recoil? That's fucking recoil.
Holy balls.
He even got Nevermore freaked out.
Holy shit.
Even Munchie's like, what the fuck?
Now the dogs are going to have a conversation back and forth.
When you go, recoil, pull up.
Munch.
I'm allowed to talk. Yes, I am.
Oh my God. Mine. Sassy little shit.
Apparently, I'm not allowed to fucking speak your shit, man.
Mama, no talkie.
You say words, Mama.
You what?
So you guys all sound pretty good.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
There's that sexy DV radio voice.
Literally, my fucking laptop mic pickup. It just happens to be really good.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, fucking Oinks last week. God. Damn, sounded like a goddamn Chinook fucking getting ready to take off. That motherfucker over there. I was like, son of a bitch. The only thing that saved the podcast is ERA. I'm not even joking. It suppressed that shit so damn good. I was so surprised.
Every time I hear Chinook, all I can think of is Nanook of the North.
Shit. They're a different breed of woman. They're right next to the Tundra Wookiees.
Oh, the old Tundra Wookiee.
TV Radio.
Nothing to watch on TV. That's why you're listening to Barrett Talk on TVRadio.net. WDVR.
This ain't reality TV.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Oh, rude. Well, isn't that special?
Bloody. Don't you think you should rephrase that?
Mama said that.
Good day, sir!
Now class is dismissed, gentlemen.
Please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I am the first dick in your ear, Bonerwood, so it's going to be a hard one tonight.
Oh, God damn it, Bo, that's just not even fair.
This is Barracks Talk.
This is Inside the Nut House, man.
We got Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, I just broke out of the rubber room, dog.
The Bacon Man himself, Oink.
You are truly putting a D in the B when it comes to DV Radio.
Mr. Recoil.
I prefer to be referred to as Belly and Down.
And don't know where the fuck Google is.
I told you, it's my computer, it's not me.
That's exactly how I feel.
We probably had a few too many to drink, you know what?
20 bucks.
Can I get a thimble full of Sweet Baby Ray's, please?
We don't have it.
Saturday's right. Gonna be even more entertaining.
Illogical.
We still have the DV Radio store for those wondering. Shit's still there. You can buy shit.
Buying shit's good, okay?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet.
You fucking got me there already.
Love and military barracks talking around this mother.
How's your back feeling after that penis reduction? Oh.
You're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Because this is how it is on DV Radio.
That is how it is right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. It's June 10th, 2023. I'm Bonner Wood. Fuck, it's hot today in North Kakalaki, but oh well, we got air conditioning for now. Tonight, we almost got the full house back in business and all that good shit. But to introduce a few people up in Alaska, we got the Bacon Man himself. Oink.
Hola, amigos. What's happening? Like, who the fuck is that?
Go a little southeast and then further down south in the flat, hot plains of fucking sweaty ass, swamp ass Texas. We got the Marine crown tripping motherfucker himself. I seen him, Sergeant Wardog.
fuck around and find out what happens in the psych war, gang, baby.
Gang, gang. And then over in my neck of the woods, down the road a little bit, you know, he likes to play with his wood. He likes to turn it. He likes to shape it. He likes to hold it. He likes to polish it. It's none other than PTS dog Joaquin Wata is JJ.
You know, I noticed something really interesting all around North Carolina. There's one lawn service guy and everybody fucking loves him. You see these signs in lawns all over the place. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Jesus is a savior. Jesus is a savior. He's absolutely
the Lord, the savior.
The old Hooswassy.
And that extra voice you hear, it's the man up near Amish country. He's someone that I miss cupping his balls. It's Recoil.
thank you very much. I will say JJ is very good with his wood. I have a piece of it in my hand right now.
Is it nice and hard?
You better get Nevermore's permission.
Is it nice and hard? Is it well polished?
Yes, it's nice and dark too.
Good.
A beautiful woman.
If he's gonna pay for your wood, he gets your wood.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
It still smells of tongue oil.
Hey, really quick, I just want to give a huge shout out to Mayhem and Miss Mayhem. They're out doing a yard sale and they wanted to check in. We miss you, brother. It's about time you checked in with us because I've been asking everybody where the fuck is Mayhem. So, so you got to check in.
He's sitting on the couch rubbing parts.
Rubbing parts.
That's what he says. Look, TMI. Okay, we're already going on about my wood. We don't even know about your parts.
I think he meant like they'd be rubbing each other down after, you know, having a rough day.
Yeah, he didn't say it was his parts he was rubbing. I mean, yeah. Could be rubbing down some lady parts. You never know.
If you've never tuned in to DV Radio, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a normal show. This is normal.
Wait. Is our Fed here?
Yes.
Fuck you up, that bitch.
He's been investigating the psych ward, gang. That's what it's about.
The Fed has been listening for the past 2 hours.
In case we accidentally say something.
Oh, wow. That's the most recent we've ever had, isn't it? 2 hours?
No, they actually, one time it was like up around 4 or 5, I think. They must really love that public domain independent musician music.
Yeah, man.
They were rocking it.
I thought they were like leaving something on for a few days, you know. So,
Leaving something on for a few days.
Yeah.
And it don't take batteries.
Powered by a 2-stroke.
That motherfucker's running on 240.
Solar panels. The green.
That wasn't a drone that went down in Canada. Oh, fuck around and find out, she said. Anyway, we don't have a whole lot of shit going on. Oh, wait. Yes, we do. It's TV. If you haven't been following the DV Farm page over on Facebook, they got a new thing going on now, mainly Google, because they got other shit going on, too, that they will talk about soon, I'm sure. But she's been posting about the ducks and the chicks and the horses and Gabby and you name it. It's all over there. So go check that out if you want little cute updates on animals and how the DV Farm's going. But we still need to raise that money for the DV Farm septic system. So please, if you haven't already, go check it out at dvfarm.org. Click on the DV Farm septic system link. And if you can donate, please, we would appreciate it. And I'm sure the veterans that we're able to help once we get the septic system done and up to code, we'll be very highly appreciative to you as well. If you cannot donate, please share it, spread the word, because you never know who can do do some difference in this world. Let's see. As far as DV Radio is concerned, a little bit later in the show, we will do the drawing for the five winners of the book giveaway. We'll do third, fourth, and fifth place. Then we'll do second and grand prize winner. But like I said, we'll do that a little bit later in the show tonight. But anyway, it's been a minute, and I think we should, you know, indulge this moment, because I think we all turned into little kids when the message popped up. I'll be on tonight. And I was like, really? And silence. And then I was asked during pre-show, you really coming on? I was like, I don't know. That was the first time I heard it. But Recoil, it's been forever in a goddamn fucking day. How the fuck are you doing? What made you decide to come on tonight?
Yeah, I'm sorry for that. My life has been crazy the last couple of years. But
a little crazy, yes.
Things are coming to some level of normalcy right now, so we shall see what the future holds.
Good, good, good.
How are you healing up, brother? I haven't heard recently.
What's that?
How you're healing.
Oh, I'm doing all right. I have been working out a lot more, which is good, and I'm finding exercises that I'm able to do, which is good.
So. Yep.
You done any of those aerobics classes yet, like Richard Simmons and all that?
Yes, right. Well, only Richard Simmons. That's the only thing I can do.
Okay, boys, let's do it.
All right. Well, and the Prancercise lady.
I've not heard of that in forever. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm still working on my camel toe. But
oh, wow.
Dude.
Is that more of a moose knuckle?
Oh, good shit.
That was the thing back then, though. Those fucking one-piece fucking spandex fucking whatever the fuck, leotards, I guess, and then those calf socks. I don't even know what those were called. What were those things called?
Leg warmers.
Socks. Leg warmers, that's it. Why the fuck are you going to wear that shit while working out? Like
Daniel Tosh had her on, and I got to tell you, it was not a disappointment.
I've got to find that episode. You're talking about Tosh.0, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've got to see that. He never disappoints, man. Anything you watch it's great. And I love how serious the guests are. Like, they legitimately think it's like some serious thing, and he's not trying to be funny, but he is. And I think it takes them a while to catch on, which makes it even better. Oh, man. Do you got one of those step things? I don't even know what they're called. It's not a stepmaster. It's that block of plastic that you step up on when you're doing aerobics with Richard.
They have them. Yeah, I've been actually going to a gym. I go to Planet Fitness.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and that's not a plug for Planet Fitness. It just happens to be close.
I was about to say. Well, I'm glad you're able to do some exercise. That must be seriously nice.
With any luck, you'll have to change the intro and I won't be belly and down.
I love that.
You mean moose knuckle instead, I guess, right?
Banana knuckling. What are you talking about? I've cupped his balls. I know. be like a fucking stick of bologna over there.
10 minutes into the show, we're fucking hilarious over here, man.
We are rated X for your pleasure.
Triple shit. Triple it.
Right now, I'm currently ribbed for your pleasure.
Oh, shit. But no, I'm glad to have you back on, man. I know there for a while I was pestering you about it because I'd be like, hey, man, you coming on tonight? And you'd be like, nope. And then I realized how busy you actually were, because we finally sat down and talked, and I was like, damn, now I feel bad.
Yeah, and I still am, but like, you know, you got to do some shit for yourself, right?
Definitely. Yes, sir.
So, and this is something that I I've always really enjoyed it, and you guys are like the best group of brothers a guy could ever ask for. And, you know, I just, I don't take that lightly.
Shucks, Recoil.
Oh, golly.
If you were next to me, I'd punch you on the shoulder, man. No, you're right, man. I mean, I we said it 100 times before, and it still rings true. This is just as much our therapy as it is the listeners, just to do it and be around one another and have some fun and cut up and bullshit and i.e. barracks talk.
That calls for a big cyborg gang hug. God damn it.
There it is.
Satan. Oh, shit. I feel the warmth.
Wait a minute. Wait. You feel that?
Somebody needs deodorant.
That's probably me, man. I'm fucking sweating like a goddamn stuffed pig. Like a fucking whore in church with a bastard on each knee.
Jesus. Bro, I was out.
Oh, I never heard that.
Because I was struggling with fucking audio issues. I ran up to Best Buy and bought a cheap-ass USB lav. So I was out in the shop at like 2:30 this afternoon. Holy fuck.
This is fucking
with the cyclone fan blowing up my ass. I was still pouring sweat.
It was like it was the other day. Today, man, there's not been much time where I could have the AC off and let it rest a little bit. Like, it was fucking blazing balls. Like,
well, I mean, it was only 56 this morning. Like, this morning was gorgeous.
Yeah, the morning time was great.
Incredible. But by noon, it was like, what the fuck?
No shit. This morning was like nighttime in Iraq. It was so fucking gorgeous, the fucking temperature.
Well, and the air is finally clearing a little bit because we've been getting the last vestiges of the Canada wildfire smoke down here as far as our south as North Carolina.
Yeah.
Fucking air quality Wednesday was gnarly. I felt like I just smoked a pack of cigarettes standing out there in the shop. So today was the first day where it was pretty clear. It wasn't hazy today. And, but the sunrise was deep crimson red. It was gorgeous because there's still enough in the atmosphere that was red.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Then midday, I was like, I'm fucking stupid. There's a reason I turn early in the mornings. Because by noon, it's 100 degrees out in this bitch.
I hear you, man.
Yeah, so currently, Canada is single-handedly responsible for the greenhouse effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So we can drive diesels because Canada's fucking everybody. Yeah. Get out them gas guzzlers, boys.
They're up there toasting marshmallows and the rest of us can't breathe. No, it's really awful, honestly. It's sad to see that much fucking burning. It's kind of heartbreaking.
My folks live in Roseburg, Oregon, and what was it, 2 years ago? They had those massive wildfires.
Yep.
The winter that I spent in a tent on the side of a mountain outside of Roseburg, Oregon, in a place called Glide, that place no longer exists. Everything burnt down. Yeah. That entire mountain just wiped out. It's crazy.
I can't find it.
Too.
I can't find it, but my mom said she was watching the news the other day right after the whole drone went down thing. And somewhere a certain VP of a certain United States of America said that what happened is a direct result of climate change or whatever they're calling this shit now. And I'm like,
what?
I was like, you're joking. She's like, no. She's like, no, it was there on the news. And I was like,
how the fuck does climate change make a drone go down?
That's what we were saying. Like,
what, it got too much of a tan?
And then what pisses you off even more is the fucking, let's save the world, people. Ain't saying shit. You ain't got no AOC. You ain't got no fucking Greta Thunberg. You ain't got none of them. You ain't got Al Gore and fucking Tipper out here going,
oh my gosh, we need to save the world and help Canada put out this fire.
Like, they ain't saying shit. Not a goddamn fucking word.
Fuck them Canadians.
I mean, there's only, as of right now, 119 fires in Alaska.
Apologetic sons of
only,
bitches.
Only.
Only 119. No biggie.
Oh, yeah, but for the most part, in Alaska, unless it infringes on towns and, you know, structures, they just let nature take its course for the most part, which is the way it should be. That's the way it should have been running it out west forever.
Yeah, it's actually a natural rejuvenation.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I tried to explain that.
Won't fucking propagate unless fire's involved.
Yeah, I've tried to explain that to people, and they're like, that makes no sense. And I'm like, yes, it makes total, complete, logical sense. Yeah.
The fucking tree huggers and fuckers that don't let the, you know, like they said, the natural cycle happen where it clears out the fucking land. Instead, you let all the fuel build up, and then you have these fires you can't fucking control.
Yeah.
Yep. Still waiting for the San Andreas Fault to do what it's naturally intended to do.
Yeah. Yeah, brother. I'm waiting on that damn movie to come. I'm waiting on that damn movie to come true any fucking day now. The only people we need to save is Gen X's family. The general. Yep. We need to save him and his family and get them to fuck out everybody else.
Fuck y'all.
Fuck on up out of here. Oh, shit. We need to get him back on, man. That was fun.
He called Surfs Up in Arizona here.
Oh, my God.
Dude, did you catch those waves in Flagstaff, man?
I actually talked to somebody the other day and they asked me how many oceans they were. And I knew what the answer they wanted, but I was like, one. And they were like, no, there isn't. I was like, yeah, there is. There's just areas named different. And they were like, but that's not how the oceans work because of the salinity levels. And I was like, it's a body of fucking water. I don't give a fuck what the salinity levels are. It's one huge ass ocean on the earth. Oh, my God. I don't know why I brought that up. I guess because we were talking about San Andreas Fault. But anyway, what you guys up to this weekend? Who wants to start?
I might be doing a little bit of the nightlife clubbing thing in, tonight after the show. Thinking about it.
Oh, shit.
You going to have a night at the Roxbury?
Yeah, something like that with my neck banging to the side and all of that shit.
He knows it. Oh, my God, he knows it. Yes. Fuck yes. If they ever remake that, we got a petition to get War Dog in that goddamn movie beside
him. Hell yeah.
Dude, we've got to. Him, Will Ferrell, and Chris Kattan, all three in a sequel. Holy shit.
With my grill.
I was getting ready to say, and we can play into the I seen him. Like, they walk up into the nightclub, right? And they're trying to find some people to hang out with. And in the corner, in the blackest, darkest corner of the nightclub, all they see is some teeth smiling. And they're like, what is that? They're like, I don't know. Should we go introduce ourselves? And they do. And then you open your eyes and take off your sunglasses. And all you see is the eyes and the teeth. And it's Sergeant Wardle. And then all of a sudden this hallelujah light comes over, right? And then when they leave the nightclub and they're telling their friends, they're like, I seen them.
Yeah, but he's got to be dressed like Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear.
Oh, holy shit.
Oh, fuck.
You guys are going all out tonight.
Except for one thing. So he's looking like Huggy Bear, right? Except he's wearing grippy socks.
Nah, man. You know what? I figured out what those were for. Those are for sex because you got to get a good grip into the mattress, right? So they put those rubber soles on them socks.
Right. Feel that a little bit. Yeah.
I thought fraternity was frowned upon in the insight work. Maybe it's been a few years.
No. Plus, those socks help with the. You know, whether you're in a good position on the floor or the carpet, you got a good penetration system, you know, going down thanks to the socks, man.
He went there. It's a penetration.
It's all in the legs. It's all in the legs and the socks, man.
He went there, dude.
Hell yeah.
Dude, if Playboy ain't going to fucking sponsor us after this episode, I don't know what the fuck to do.
Oh man, don't let us start verbally describing shit the way they
I'll have to bring that DV Radio After Dark back on.
Marquis's gonna give up his trademark slogan of Dirty 30 with this.
He'll have to, man. Have to. Dirty 30 has taken an all new platform.
Confessions in the 7-ton.
Shit ass fuck. Oh me. How was your week? Word up.
Chilling, bro. I actually had a back procedure done. I'd like to give a real big shout out to the Dallas VA, compared to the treatment I was getting in Florida for 13, 14 years. Came here to the Dallas VA, man. They know I have, you know, like screws in the back and metal in the hip. So they, you know, worked with me, found a procedure that would help out, man. So this past Thursday, I had a back procedure done. And then I also want to give a shout out to the Dallas VA TBI Center, man. I mean, for 13, 14 years, I've been complaining in Florida that, you know, I mean, obviously I have hearing aids, and then obviously, like everyone else, I got, you know, the headaches and all that and memory. But in Florida, no one ever once told me, like, yes, definitively, you had a TBI. I come here, I tell the complaints, and they know, like, within, you know, minutes, like, oh, yeah, no shit. Yeah, that was a TBI, you know, this, that, and the third. And I can't give enough, show enough love to the Dallas VA, man, out in this area. They really look after their vets well in Texas, I'll say.
Good. I'm glad everything went well, because anything with your back, man, it's 50-50. I don't care what anybody says. That's one of those 50-50 things. It's I know some people it works great for, and some people it's like, nope, didn't touch it, you know? So that's a good thing that, one, you came out still being mobile. Two,
you know, shit, right?
Two, they treated you, you know, good and all. And I hope, you know, 3 to 6 months, all the issues you had, or the majority of them, have calmed down and whatnot.
Oh, hold on. There's one little small, you know, complaint, caveat. I'm not sure how you want to look at it. Okay, if you happen to be a veteran that's here with no family, and then the VA won't allow you to use a Lyft or an Uber to get yourself home because of the liability issues, I get it. But you kind of leave a veteran in a tight spot, as whereas, I mean, I just happened to be able to luckily find a friend who happened to be available. But how often can you find anyone during the week at 9, 10 a.m. that can just, you know, pick you up and take you to a surgery and that sort of thing, and open up their whole day and their whole schedule, when that vet could just as easily use Uber or Lyft, man, and get his ass back home.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that I've used DAV for transportation when I lived in Colorado Springs and had appointments in Denver, and they do really good. Like they have a partnership with the VA where you call the local DAV and say, hey, I have an appointment on Tuesday at 6 and I'm having a procedure. And they'll send a van to pick you up and take you, and it works pretty well.
Okay.
So that I think maybe that's part of it, because – Yeah, you need to check with your VA. They should have either a DAV rep or a DAV office in the VA, in the facility. And you need to go ask them about rides. I've used it and it worked great. And I literally, they offered to come pick me up from my house. I wasn't having a procedure, so I said, now I'll just meet you at the DAV office in Pueblo. And they took me up to Denver, brought me back. You know, it worked out really, really well.
So you bugged that guy about cheeseburgers instead of Nevermore. Got it.
Yeah, and honestly, if you have any kind of permanent and lasting injury, you should already be in contact with the DAV, because they'll help look out for you.
Yeah.
They're a great organization.
Yeah, I know ours in North Carolina is pretty good, too, from what I know and people who've actually used it. So
might be time to give my rep a call, and I haven't reached out to them in many, many years. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a resource that goes overlooked by many veterans, I think. Because I think the misnomer that they're a part of the VA, right? Because people believe they are a part of the VA, which isn't true. For the most part, I think most DAV chapters, I guess you would call it, are pretty damn good from, like I say, what I've heard through the grapevine and whatnot. So, moving on. Oink, how's your week been? How you doing today? What you been up to?
Well, they wanted me to work overtime again today, and I'm like, no, fuck that. I need a break, man. I can't do no fucking 18 days in a row bullshit or, you know, whatever.
Man, you had to go golfing. Just admit it.
No, I actually went and spent my wife's money on a new grill, so.
Ah, shit.
I gotta put that together after we get done here.
Wait, did you spend her money, or did she say, I'll let you buy this?
Well, she went downtown to the Palmer Colony Days and for the parade and stuff, and I just went and took my son because he has the truck.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So if we hear a gunshot towards the end of the show, he figured out he went and spent the money.
They're like, we're sorry, Oink. We're gonna need you to work some overtime. And he's like, do you know who you're talking to? I'm a goddamn celebrity. I've got a fucking radio show to do.
Yeah, we did most of the – we worked a lot of overtime this week getting the shit done that we needed to get done. So – yeah, I was like, yeah, you guys don't need me today. Fuck that. I'm taking the day off. But I'll be available Sunday if you need me. So we'll find out, I guess, when that phone call comes at 4 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Hey, nobody better call my ass at 4 a.m. Bitch, you better be dying.
You better be. Scooby Sackett that.
Right?
She said,
I'm not sure if what Oink did was ballsy or crazy, man. I'm not sure. No. I mean, I applauded either way because he grabbed his nuts and said, you know, son, here we go.
The missus accidentally left them out on the counter instead of putting them back in her purse.
Exactly. She had to clean that shit out. She didn't want those fucking moldy things sitting in there too long.
I fucking forgot to take them with me.
And you were forgot something, goddammit.
She gonna confiscate them again, though, here later. Don't worry about it. But no, other than that, we worked some overtime this week, got some shit done that we needed to get done. Mother Nature cooperated on those days, but the other days that we didn't work overtime, obviously it was fucking raining. So, but yeah, other than that, man, it's been work and come home, eat, sleep, and rinse, repeat, do it again.
Just so everybody knows, when we do the spin tonight, we're going to have some spaces in there that I put in there for give me's. And Oink and JJ thought they'd be funny and named themselves Free Shirt, another Free Shirt in my goddamn Zoom meeting. So every time I see it, I'm only like Free Shirt, and I have to think about it for a minute instead of saying that. Fucking dicks. This is what I put up with, everybody. This is what I put up with. Speaking of dicks, JJ, how was your week? What are you doing today? Or what did you do today?
Oh, well, like I said earlier, I was sweating my balls off in the shop today. I sort of resolved my audio situation. So I have a really nice wireless mic. So it's a traditional wireless mic. It's a lav or little clips around your head and has a little boom right down next to your mouth. And it goes to a transmitter that you clip on your belt or whatever. And then a receiver that you put somewhere. And I've been doing live God damn it, recoil.
Fucking assholes over here. Dicks.
Anyway, so I've been using my phone and this little jack that takes the quarter inch output from the receiver and filters it down to USB C to my phone. but I've got my multi-camera setup with a switcher. So I'm running three cameras into HDMI ports in the switcher and then running USB 3 from the switcher to my laptop to get multi-camera views video. But apparently the audio isn't working in the switcher, which is okay because it's a video switcher and audio is usually separate anyway. So I really wasn't holding my breath, but I'm not able to use this really nice microphone because I haven't been able to get it, the signal from the microphone into the computer. So I ran to Best Buy and bought a $29 USB lav mic and got it in there, and it sounds like fucking hammered ass, but you can hear me. So my temporary solution was to get that together, and then I turned a bowl live, which was the I got a commission for a set of 8 bowls and 8 plates, and I'll be doing 8 wine glasses and some pho bowls, which are bigger and deeper than normal salad bowls.
That's what she said.
Yeah, exactly. For a family who just moved here, it's a fellow veteran, fellow disabled vet, and they just bought a house not too far from us, literally 8 miles from us. They want some hand turned dishes. So I'm working on that big commission and testing the multi camera setup. And the cool thing about the multi-camera setup is I'll be able to start doing demos and classes. I'm really excited and really trying to get the audio worked out so that I can continue to use the wireless mic because its sound quality is superior. And that's the one thing I haven't been able to square away is the audio. And so I'm almost there, but not really.
Well, I'll tell you what, the issues I was having last Saturday, me and Recoil both tried to figure it out and we couldn't. So if that tells you how fucked virtual fucking software is.
Yeah. Which is why that's why I bought a switcher.
Yeah.
Because I am not going to get a fucking HDMI splitter.
Yeah.
And try to run three HDMI signals into my laptop. Fuck that.
Yep.
I know better.
Yeah.
So other than that, Wednesday, I finally got an MRI. One of the issues I've been having is the longer I stand, the less I can feel my right leg. And although, yes, I got the diabetes, that's not diabetic. That's nerve damage from when I broke my back.
Yep.
And they didn't fuse at least one more vertebrae up. They only fused my L5 to my sacrum. And I already have, it's called radiculopathy down the left leg, which is nerve damage, where it gets numb and I can't feel it.
What a ridiculous thing to have.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's starting to pop up on the right leg. And it's actually worse on the right side, which tells me, and when I walk, you know, my knees click when I walk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now my lower back on the right side is clicking when I walk. So I finally got an MRI. So
JJ's our human noisemaker.
Dude, you can hear my knees. If we're walking in a slight downward slope or downstairs, people will look at me like, what the fuck is that? I was like, oh, it's my knees.
There's like, a skit. I can't remember if I sent it to you guys or not, but Matt Reif, if you don't know who that comedian is, you need to go check him out. He is doing his show and this, woman shows up and gives him cookies and all, and they're talking. And by the end of their conversation of this video, she's had breast surgery done. And she says they fucked him up. And he's like, how do you fuck up breasts? Right. I'm not joking. She moves and it goes, and he goes, what the fuck was that? And she's embarrassed. Like she is unequivocally, totally embarrassed. And she's like, that's my breast. And he's like, wait, you mean to tell me you can have squeaky toys put in breasts? And he's like, girl,
it's like the whole family.
He's like, girl, you got squeaky toys and I'm a dog. And they do. They fucking squeak. She like moves them and they're like, I feel sorry for her. I really do. But in that moment, you've got to laugh. Like, if you can't laugh at that. Oh, shit. Anyway, it's been a minute. Recoil, how are you doing? How was your week? Oh. How was your day?
My day was fine. I sat around the house and didn't do a fucking thing.
Hey, that sounds like
I
me.
I want to know why your graphic is an opossum and not a trash panda.
Oh, that's courtesy of me.
That is courtesy of you. Yeah, I actually, after all this time, have actually managed to log in. I couldn't remember my password for anything. I had to rechange. I had to redo my password for the chat, redo my password for Zoom.
I was wondering why you kept signing it.
I'm geriatric. I forget.
I just thought his computer was taking a shit like mine does usually, you know?
I don't know. Between me and Recoil, I think we could power at least one of NASA's rockets.
When I had actually planned on coming out here to the office and getting everything set up like an hour ahead of time and everything, and then I had sort of a family thing pop up that I had to take care of. Somebody needed me, so so I came out here with what, 10 minutes to spare?
Not even that, because I had to piss and it was like 5 till time to go live when you got in. So dude, I am so proud of that opossum. I really am. The more I look at it, I'm like, that is sexy.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
He's fucking cute. I even, because I loved it so much, had to get him guitar picks and a guitar strap with that.
Which I use, by the way.
Do you really? Are they good?
The picks are, they're not my pick, but the strap I use all the time.
Nice. So is it a good strap? I was worried about that.
Yeah. And the pick case, I use that. That's actually sitting right here on my desk.
I forgot I got you the case.
Yeah, and the strap is actually on my SC2.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
My favorite guitar to play.
I guess the shovel guitar just hangs on the wall. It's just for
love. It does. It does.
No,
it's a piece of artwork.
It's beautiful. It is so beautiful.
Well, and the fact that it was actually made by Justin Johnson
makes it
all the cooler.
Right. I love that guy. His music's just, it hits something different, man, let me tell you. Oh, man. I don't know if anybody noticed it when you logged in to dvradio.net, but I've done some changes to the website. Obviously, the menu has changed up at the top for, you know, home and chat and all that good stuff. And there's a new place there called Other Podcasts. If you click on Other Podcasts and go over there, you will see other podcasts from other places like Sergeant War Dog with the War Dog Trail, MBR Radio. Who's the purple guys there on
Purple Heart Homes
and Liberty Risk Podcast. Obviously, they don't have their website up right now, but you can go to their Facebook page and watch their lives. And that will be updated once their website is up and running again. But if you go check over there every once in a while, we may have some new ones over there for you to enjoy. And it's just a way for us to hopefully turn this piece of dysfunctional trash into a network, as we've been trying to for years. I said I was going to do that, and I've been lazy and finally got it up and running. And I think it looks so much better, and it looks way better on fucking mobile, let me tell you.
That's always tough getting it to work on every format.
Oh my God, it is. I mean, you know, because over the years, me and Rico was like, this sucks.
Well, you got every format, but then you got every different browser that people use, because some of the browsers fuck with your shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really bad. And operating systems too, right? Like what shows on Windows is different on Crapple or fucking whatever.
I found that shit out the hard way. Hey, look at this. Test this. What the fuck?
And it's always different. And it really, it's bad.
I can only imagine the frustration that's got to cause you guys to sit there and try to get something together like this. And then you got people that, you know, complain. It's like, motherfucker, you know, we're working on a $0 budget right now.
It's like that guy.
This stuff's 1,000% Bo, man. This man puts in a lot of fucking work.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Appreciate it. It reminds me of that guy a few years ago that was like, your website gives me cancer. You should pay somebody to build it for you. And I was like, are you offering for free? And he never responded, ever.
Of course not.
Don't point out a problem without a solution, bud.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But I like how streamlined it is. I like the not a bunch of flashing, moving stuff.
Yeah.
I like a nice clean. This really looks great.
I like the non-fucking ads popping up. Right. Or the fucking, you know, where you're trying to stream something and listen to something and all of a sudden, oh no, here's a commercial. Fuck off.
Yeah, that's, I know once in a while I'll put up a pop-up and it's mainly, you know, for a very limited time and just to let people know in case they missed a podcast or a newsletter. But for the most part, we don't do that shit. And anything we do advertise, it's under a specific page or whatever. And it's not a fucking pop-up. God, I have tried using web browsers without any sort of ad blocks and I can't today. I can't. How y'all motherfuckers use y'all's goddamn phones and go on browsing pages? How?
Glasses.
Dude. It's worse than what fucking Oink just put in. You guys remember the fucking early days of internet? Every time you clicked on something, 15 pop-ups would open up. Like, how the fuck do you browse a web page like that? How?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, and then someone in the house would make a phone call and everything would be fucked.
So right. What was that? Netscape, right? Oh, man, that was the shit. The little lighthouse icon.
AOL. You'd get the disc in the mail. Three free days of AOL.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Gen X had said that when he was on the show. He said the one thing he thought he was going to fucking capitalize on was those goddamn discs. He says he has like 1,000 of them sitting around collecting dust. It's like, great, man. Oh, or you would get them in a fucking magazine and it'd be all broken shit because they tried to like fold the fucking magazine in your mailbox and shit. Like,
damn you, USPS.
Oh my God. Did y'all ever actually use those for free internet?
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, I know some people that were like, I never used it. I just threw it away. That's why I ask.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
And then Net Zero came out. Ruined all of AOL. You've got no more mail.
Right. And then along came Yahoo.
Oh, fuck. Messenger, dude. Fucking Yahoo Messenger.
I mean, really, Google's the one that just came in and crushed everything.
Yeah.
But and honestly, Google's still awesome. I mean, Google knows more about me than I do.
And I don't like that sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
But there are a lot of conveniences that come along with it.
The only thing I don't like is their spam filter. Holy shit.
Well, and I'm not a fan of like all the targeted ads and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a little too creepy, honestly. I'm a fan of DuckDuckGo for the majority of my web browsing.
I still use DuckDuckGo browsing, but I use Brave Browser. So it like triples all that bullshit.
Now, do any of you guys use like a VPN?
No, I've tried and I just, there's so many websites that won't allow you to even use their website if you have a VPN. I'm just like, oh, fuck it. But I think Windows has like a moderate VPN installed already because I have a VPN that I cannot turn off somewhere. Because there's a website that I tried to go to not too long ago and I don't use a VPN, right? And it said, it seems that you are using a VPN. To use this website, please turn off your VPN. And I'm like,
and you're like, no, I just have shitty internet.
That too, right? Yeah. It's probably fucking Kazakhstan or some shit that they're actually using the fucking internet servers from.
See, that's why that Fed watches us, because of you, Bo.
That's it.
You've been doing with those lines. Okay.
That's it. Okay. Oh, man. So I guess we need to go ahead and do what a lot of people are probably listening in for. If you don't know, We gave you guys like a month to sign up to the DV Radio newsletter so you could enter for the chance to win 7 books from JJ, Carla Nimitz, and Betsy Ross, all of their books signed. That's the grand prize winner. Second place, you get all of those books except only Carla's books are signed. Third, fourth, and fifth place, you get Carla's coloring book, which are signed. And it's all completely free. I very seriously doubt we will ever do a book giveaway this big. If we do, you can sign up to fucking try and win. I am going to record the spinning of the wheel and shit. But what we're going to do is we're going to spin this wheel with everybody's name on it. There's 2 spaces on here because, JJ and Oink are assholes. And it says free shirt. So how that's going to work is if it lands on free shirt, the next person that's chosen will get the prize of the book, whatever place that is, plus a free DV Radio shirt. And I'm guessing Patty or Munchie agrees. So,
well, it wasn't a gunshot, so it wasn't the wife. We're good.
So just so everybody knows, we have 64 names, 66 places altogether, which includes the 2 free, shirt places. And we're going to go ahead and start. And this will be the spin for 5th place. And we'll go 5th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, then grand prize. So it's spinning around and around it goes. The winner is C.D. Roofer, and I will remove each person's name as we go through this for each spin so you won't get chosen again. So 5th place is C.D. Roofer. 4th place winner is... Boop, 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 boop. I'm hearing that fucking Price is Right shit in my head. Walks with Wolves 2. That's 4th place. Sorry, you know, not much commentary going on because I'm spinning a fucking wheel 5 times.
I'm just writing it down so I can keep track of that record number 2.
What is this, 3rd place, Oink?
This is, well, the one you just spun was for 4th.
5th, 4th, 3rd place, yeah. D Sierra 2003. That's D-E Sierra 2003. And we'll go for 2nd prize. 2nd prize is all 7 books, except only Carla Nimitz books will be signed. And 2nd prize is A-D-B 3579. The fucking shit you guys choose as your fucking addresses. Like, come on now. All right. And this is going to be the grand prize winner, the final winner. It will be for all 7 books autographed by JJ, Betsy Ross, and Carla Nimitz. The winner is Beth.HD. So Beth.HD is our grand prize winner for all 7 signed books by JJ, Carla Nimitz, and Betsy Ross. If you didn't win, stay tuned. We might do something else in the very near future. I do implore you all to go onto Amazon and look up Joaquin Watai's books, Carla Nimitz's books, and Betsy Ross's books. If you've not read them, please go check them out, read them, leave a review when you do. Carla has a children's book and a coloring book. JJ has the PTS dog service dog book and a children's book, which Carla Nimitz actually done the artwork for. Betsy Ross has the 3 first books of the Fight series, and Fight 4 will be coming out hopefully this year. So please go check those out over on Amazon because you can get them all over.
And this just in, DC Era 2003 is Miss Mayhem. So congratulations.
Well, And just so everybody knows, don't be contacting me. I will contact you and I'll get your information and all that good stuff. And we'll have those books sent out hopefully within the next couple of weeks, because I still got to get some autographs from some people. I think I got yours, right, JJ?
My book?
No, I don't have yours. I got to get yours, and then I've got to get Carla's address to get hers. Yeah, that's right.
You need to fucking remind me to fucking sign the book and fucking mail it to you.
Look, this wouldn't be DV radio without us being dysfunctional, all right?
Wait, hang on. While you have me, I'm grabbing the book.
I need both of them. I need both of them.
Both of them?
All right, fine.
Like, sorry, it's chaos around here.
Yeah, you can't turn around without stepping on the dog.
Well, tell them to get the fuck out of there. Yeah, go lie down.
They're listening so well.
All right.
Yeah, I need your PTS dog book and your children's book signed.
All right, here's the PTS dog book. I'm signing it right now. Right now, see?
Who's this to? Just sign it. Put your fucking autograph
on it. PTS dog book signed.
This ain't no customization win. Come on, motherfucker. Right.
Dear ADB3579, thank you so much.
There, children's book signed.
So all I got to get now is Carlos because I got Betsy's. But yeah, I will be contacting the winners, the five winners, and I'll get up with you and get your address. And hopefully, like I said, we'll get them all sent out very soon. I really don't want to go more than an hour unless you guys want to.
I'm just trying to figure out if I have an envelope big enough to hold these damn books.
You should.
Nevermore says I do. I say, I don't know.
Did you say something, Recoil?
Nope.
Oh, your mic went up like you did.
No, I just said that's awesome.
Yeah, you know. I don't know if Oink can remember the whole thing that spurred this, because I can't remember it all. Something happened with Carla and getting DM'd or something.
Yeah, that was another attack on you know, one of our family members, you know, Carla Nimitz, and I just thought it was bullshit, you know. So Bo and I got to thinking, you know, why don't we get her books autographed and you know, promote her a little bit more and get her name out there. And it turned into this giveaway of all the books, you know, folks that we support. So yeah, it just turned into something bigger than we thought, I guess. I don't know.
We started out trying to help her sell books, and it was like, you know what? We'll do one better.
Yeah. When I actually went to get the coloring book signed, you know, I walked in there and it was at one of those, you know, typical craft fairs like JJ goes to, and she's sitting there selling her artwork as well as her book sitting there. Well, me and the wife walk up and we already have the 10 copies of the books already purchased that we got in the mail. And she's like, you guys bought all those? We're like, well, yeah, you're here to sign. I mean, that's your job.
Yeah, I actually got some sent to the class that I help every year with supplies too. So, and then they were so happy about that. And I've actually sent them JJ's children's book as well. And they read it each year now. So we are helping to some extent, I guess.
Trying.
Really quick, let's do this. We'll do everybody's last thoughts except for Oinks, because he has to do his spiel before we end the show. After we do everybody's last thoughts, we'll talk about the Laren that we had this week. So since it's been a while, Recoil, last thoughts for our listeners listening live and on podcast, brother.
Well, my first thought is don't get a mouthful of pretzels right before Bo says something to you.
Are they
pretzels,
salty?
Pretzels, cock, it's all the same.
Oh, as always, my thoughts are always the same, is be safe and keep looking out for each other, fuckers.
Oh, it's been so long since I've heard that. It's music to my ears.
As I choked to death on a fucking pretzel.
Are they salty, though?
Anybody know the Heinelick maneuver?
I know the Heineken remover.
Oh, shit. Wardog, last thoughts for our listeners live or on podcast and on podcast.
Yeah, always represent Psych Ward Gang, which is our way of representing mental health in the military community, as well as if you run into any type of crisis, do not be ashamed or afraid to immediately dial the digits 988 and press option 1 if you happen to have any mental health crisis. I needed to use it myself. Don't you be ashamed to use it either. Salute.
If a Marine can do it, you can.
Ain't no shame.
JJ, last thoughts for our listeners live and on podcast.
Keep it between centers.
That ain't no lie. All right. Well, before I ask Oink his last thoughts, I will tell you what happened this week, which I found quite fucking hilarious because it involves a product that we have not sold in a long ass fucking time, meaning like 4 years now. Anyway, I was on Twitter the other morning and I got this nice notification. It was actually more than a notification. It was like 5 notifications at one time. You might be asking yourself, how did I get 5 notifications at once? Well, somebody decided to tweet at us, and I'll begin now. It had to do with the parking cards. If you don't remember the parking cards, it said, congratulations, you're a winner, with a smiley face on one side, and on the other side, it said that you're basically a twat waffle and you suck at parking. Learn to fucking park, asshole. If you fuck like you park, you must never get it in. So this guy obviously loved our product and he tweeted at us.
So this is a giant fucking no for me. Unacceptable. Appears this may be the brand of humor you aim for.
It is.
But let's put this into context. Some brave soul left this on my windshield the other day while I was parked crooked. I was within the spot. The lot was 2/3 empty and several spaces were empty on each side of me. I was hindering no one. This was my son's last lacrosse game. As it turns out, they lost in heartbreaking fashion. And instead of supporting him, I was distracted by the juvenile card on my windshield. My teenage daughter drives, and I wondered, what if she had parked crookedly? As a teenager might do, was this appropriate for her to receive? Would you feel tough? This wasn't a supermarket parking lot. This was a school. Where's your judgment? While I really wasn't affecting anyone else the way I parked, it became abundantly clear to me that the person who left this is all too eager to hand it out. They, in fact, go around childlessly looking for opportunities to put this on the windshield and run away. In my line of work, I help a lot of people in need, including veterans. Veterans have earned respect, but respect can be lost. So to the gentleman, I assume.
That's your first problem, dude. You're making an ass out of you and me.
Who left this on my truck? This ain't it. American flag emoji.
Well, I responded, and I basically said that it's not our place and responsibility when people buy a product that is many years old, that we've not sold in many years, with which what they do with it. Much like a drunk driver who likes to drink alcohol and then go drive drunk and kill some poor innocent family. Apparently, this asshole does not understand what anything of that nature means. And he continued to blame DV and DV Radio. Then he proceeded.
We need to make some sticker control laws.
But then he he proceeded to call the message pedophilic. And I said,
because it was in a school.
And then I said, so you're calling us a pedophile or pedophiles? And he goes, but I thought you weren't taking responsibility. I said, you called the fucking message pedophilic, you dumb fuck. And we went back and forth. I was very respectful. I really was. You can ask JJ. He actually seen all this. It ended up the dude was way out of his fucking league. Many people. Yeah. People decided to chime in against him. And needless to say, he removed every single tweet. For a moment, he deactivated his Twitter. He tried to come back when I put the screenshots up and said, please don't go after them. Just have your opinions under this post. He tried to say that we were instigating people to come after him. I was like, no, you're a fucking idiot. You need to learn terminology. He then tried to keep, you know, pressing buttons. I muted him. I said, I'm finished with you. I'm not going to, you know, reply back to this. And then he blocked us. So, yeah, that was our week with Laren.
What a little.
So you're saying
bitch.
2 weeks from now, the cards will be available again.
I would love that. I would love that.
Somebody in China is copying the cards right now so that they can get them on Amazon. I
actually might try to get these back up, at least a limited run, right? I'm going to tell you right now, man. He proved exactly why we have that parking card back then. Like, you are the guy we're talking about, you dumb fuck. and he was like, do you find this humorous? Yes. If I came back to my fucking vehicle and I parked like a fucking retarded dumbass, I'd be like, dude, they got me, man. They're not lying. I'm an asshole. Right. I mean, if you can't be grown up enough, and if I was his kids, I would be so fucking embarrassed that my father went on Twitter and got upset over a piece of fucking paper. His opinion is about as fucking worthless as the fucking words printed on the fucking paper of the cardstock that he was bitching about.
Well, and the fact that the guy actually took the time to track DV down.
Right.
I mean, it's not like the Twitter is on a card from 10 years ago.
I mean, the sad part is you would think that it was us that actually done it too, right?
He needs to show us on the Teddy Ruxpin doll where the veterans mean words.
Yeah,
hurt him, right? I like how he leads off with like, you know, yes, I was parked like a fucking moron, but I don't want to be called a fucking moron for it.
Oh, yeah. I brought that up, too. I was like, I'm so happy that you took a close up picture of the front and back of the card and left out the way you parked your vehicle. He never fucking mentioned that. You know, I'm the dick. He called me a dick. I was like, so I'm the quote unquote dickhead in this situation. I was like, I've been nothing but respectful. He called me a dickhead.
What?
Dead ass.
He's throwing around phallic embolism and calling you a pedophile, huh?
Yes, he did. I was like, but we're the bad people here. You're the one. Okay, so upset.
I pointed out that if his daughter's driving, that means she's at least 16.
Yep.
And I said, hey, why don't you ask her about some of the lyrics and the music she listens to? Ask her what WAP means.
I also brought that up. I said, if they're driving and they're parking crooked, why did you not teach them to park straight in the first place?
Right?
Apparently you're...
So she parks like a fucking twat waffle too? Yeah. You cunt?
apparently you're not a good example for your daughters there, guy.
I think a lot can be said by him deleting everything that he tweeted out that day. I mean, every bit of it. He deleted it.
He was wrong. But, oh, yeah. You know.
The funny part is all of the people that you would think jumped on the bandwagon did. And it was great because I just let social media have it. It was great.
We ratioed the fuck out of that stupid page.
I know when he started deleting tweets, though, it's when I started pushing to help the DB farm and that we were having a fucking promotion for 20% off at the DB radio store. Because I was like, I'm going to capitalize on this bastard. Fuck him.
Well, why not? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I was like,
right now they need the septic repaired in order to be able to get more vets in. So whatever tactic you need to use that's legitimate.
I mean, he was trying to make us look out to be bad guys, which many people have tried to do for many years, right? And I wasn't about to let that happen. I was like, first off, I'm not a pedophile.
We are the reason that the VA mistreats veterans.
We are. This is very true.
Our t-shirts are so offensive. Okay. Look, if you're that fucking weak that a 2x3 piece of paper gets your panties in this much of a twist, you've got bigger problems than naughty words on a card. You know,
I have a stack of them things somewhere.
I do too.
I don't know where the fuck they're at. And I'm like, I gotta find them. I gotta dig them out.
Yeah, I know. I've got like 1,000 laying around here. That's the thing, right? We've got like thousands laying around at our homes. I can't find them. Oh, Recoil, did you ever tell the story when Six came to your old workplace and left all those stickers in your office?
I actually was just about to, but that's pretty much the whole story. But yeah, the first time Six came to see me at work, I had to run out and handle something quick, and I come back and there's them fucking cards and stickers everywhere in the drop ceiling. Every door you open, a bunch of them would fall out at you. They were everywhere. He had the whole place rigged.
They were in every single pocket of his jacket, dude.
All my clothes, all the clothes that I had hanging in the closet.
I think you said for like 2 or 3 weeks you were finding them in the most random of places.
And where half of the pile I have came from.
What made it even better is I was on Skype that day with him. He's like, where should I put the next one? It was like a little Easter egg hunt. It's like, where should we hide the eggs from Recoil?
And there's one on the urinal, one under the toilet seat.
They were everywhere. I was like, how many do you have? He just kept pulling them out. It was like a magic trick. He just kept pulling them out of his fucking pocket.
For my next
guest, Frosty and I some ideas. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit. I wish we had a bag of dicks to send that poor old guy.
That would be awesome. Hey, we're so sorry that your feelings were hurt by a piece of paper we stopped selling years ago.
Have some sweets on us.
Something as consolation. Why don't you give us your address?
The guy really should consider himself lucky the Facebook page no longer exists.
That's exactly right? What I was thinking. I was like, dude, you would be so slammed.
You have 9 million people.
They would have on a bad day, it was 9 million.
that's why Facebook killed us. We were the biggest thing on Facebook.
Yeah, we were reaching 125 plus million a month. Like, remember 2016 election? Do you remember
all the crybabies that didn't like DV?
Yeah, we are the reason. I remember that one guy that was like, you're the reason for veteran suicide. And I'm like, excuse me? Really?
Really? Well, the big thing was like the offended little old ladies. And it's like, look, lady, I didn't tell your grandson to take that meme and put it on his Facebook wall where you'll see it.
Yeah.
Like, bitch at your grandchild, not at us.
And I know we've got a sick, twisted sense of humor, but Six would go around and put that fucking the baby doll that was in the microwave meme on everybody's fucking stuff. Like, it's wrong. It's fucking wrong. Okay, I'll just say that. But I was like, come on, Six, you got to slow down. You got to pull back a little bit. pull out.
I guess I'm going to have to travel up and see them because they haven't come down to see me in a year.
Yeah, it's been a minute, and I'm going to have a meeting with them very soon. I'll get you in on it because we need to talk.
Yeah.
But anyway, oink, last words and thoughts for our live and podcast listeners.
Well, if you're not a little offended bitch, but you do need to talk to somebody, hey, folks, head over to objectivezero.org. Check those folks out. There's always another brother and sister standing by, willing to talk to you about anything and everything. You can do it by voice chat, by, you know, video conference, or just by old school telephone means. So if you need to talk, don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. You're not alone. There's people out there willing to, again, to talk to you and listen to what you have to say. So objectivezero.org, and download that free app. It's a good tool to have in your back pocket. You may not need it, but your brother and sister may. So head over there and check them out.
And don't forget, there are vet resources as well as parental control apps from Change Unchained over on dysfunctionalveterans.com if you need more resources and those parental control apps. Don't forget, we got the DV Radio store over on dvradio.net. We got some great-ass designs over there. We also support DV Farm, PTS Dog, Sergeant War Dog, Betsy Ross, Change Unchained, and anything DV against DV goes towards Change Unchained as well. So if you haven't got your Life Matters, bumper stickers and t-shirt or any DV Against DV merch to help Change Unchained, please go do so, as well as help us pay some bills with some DV Radio merch, because God damn it, we have bills to pay and we want to keep the lights on and maybe grow this a little bit. I hate to cut it short, but it's been fun. It's been real. It's been fucking hilarious of a night. Congratulations to all the winners tonight for the book giveaway. We might try to do something, in a couple months as well with another giveaway. Recoil Brother, it was great having you on. It's been so fucking long. I'm so glad to hear you on the show for once, not just the intro.
It feels weird. It's like a guest appearance.
Yeah. Like, I was gonna say it feels weird. Like it does. It really. It feels like we're just having a meeting. Like we're just sitting here talking.
Yeah, yeah. I'm truly thankful for all you guys. And you know, only talking about Objective Zero, it's like they're awesome. And there's so many other groups that we've worked with over. Like I remember when Objective Zero was just an idea they had.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And to see where that has gone and where they've taken it, and then they're just one of many. It's just, it's fucking that awesome. The veteran community is unstoppable.
Yep.
100%. I mean, I got to say I'm proud to be a part of those companies' history. I mean, really. I mean, fuck. It's just, not just Objective Zero, the others, but it's made a huge change, and we were able to be a part of that, right? I mean, that's not something everybody can say, so... All righty then. I guess, if you guys are good for Oink, JJ, Sergeant Wardog, and the man himself, Rico, I'm Bonerwood. You just heard Barracks Talk right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. Until next week, Bucksicles.
Bye bye.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
That's all, folks.
Goodbye.